It's the best of the Steve and Tawny Show with Cobaconk's number one morning show 10 years running. Here's Steve Hammerstone and Tawny Skypunch.
We're talking to Gail Rubin now. She is the author of A Good Goodbye, Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. You know, Steve and I have been talking about funerals because Steve raised it. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I've already planned my funeral because, I figure...
I plan mine, too.
If you want to do it right, you do it yourself. For the actual funeral, I want to record a message to my three ex-wives that will play during the funeral and at least sort of, tell them what I really think, as a sort of a final, all right, this is my time to tell you guys off because you can't yell back at me.
And then wow.
Music-wise, I know one song, I want the Mexican hat dance. You know the... Yeah, because when I was in radio college, a few buddies and I went down to Tijuana and saw some kind of donkey show, and there was they played that song. And
one of Steve's dearest memories.
It was a great time down there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Steve has really got a funeral that planned that no one will forget. No one will be able to ever forget.
Yes, a meaningful, memorable, good goodbye.
That's
well,
right.
For him, wherever he is, but for a lot of his ex-wives, it's going to be probably pretty traumatic.
My friend Randy does some stone work. And I've already got him working on a headstone for my grave.
Yeah, we've seen some sketches.
It's in the shape of a microphone because, as a radio broadcaster, it's in the shape of a microphone. And so far, it's looking great. He's doing a great job.
I will just say this, Gail, that from the sketches I've seen of this tombstone, it does not look like a microphone per se. If you can imagine the old style of microphone, it looks... It looks phallic, I will say that, and it looks like a circumcision gone wrong. Frankly,
in the old days, the microphones were very stylistic, and I think just Tawny is that her mind is probably a little overactive.
100% of employees here at the radio station concur with me, by the way, Gail, that does not look like a microphone.
I would like to see a picture of this headstone.
We should send it off to Gail so she can give
it final
approval.
I'll put it on my blog.
They've done it in beautiful pink quartz.
It's in pink, too. It's pink. Can you imagine?
You've been listening to the best of the Steve and Tawny Show.